All
Got
right.
it.
Thank you so much for joining me. We are, of course, talking Venture Brothers. Great title. Radiant is the blood of the baboon heart. It
Oh, I'm
just
glad you
rolls off
like
the
it.
tongue.
Oh, yeah, it's a natural. It's not a mouthful at all. Very memorable.
Oh. Well, so you know, this wasn't going to be my first question, but with the title, was there some alternate titles that y'all were kicking around first?
A hundred. Yeah.
Literal, yeah, a whole.
But that one really just sung to us.
It just kept showing up. I probably threw it out as a goof, but I loved the sound of it. And we whittled it down to Jackson had his favorite. I always loved the Radiant. He's like, ah, screw it. Let's just see if we didn't think they'd buy it. We're like, when we told him, we'll run it past him and see if they don't go, are you joking? But we were able to fit it on a title screen, which was not easy to do on the actual graphics. I'm like, that's a mouthful to work as one graphic piece.
Yeah, soon to be a t-shirt.
And to get it on the front of the DVD, sorry.
Well, I love it. It's very catchy. It's very memorable. That's like marketing 101. So, how did this project come about? Like, between the show ending and then this, how did that kind of
I mean, it was kind of instantaneous. Like the same phone call where they told us we were canceled, they said, but do you want to do a long form special that we'll do through Warner Home Video, to kind of wrap things up? And we said, yeah, let's talk about that. So
course.
it was organic, and it was good to get an opportunity to not just leave everything hanging. It was a daunting task, but better than, we didn't want to get canceled. So getting to do even a little bit more was like, yes, okay.
Nice. Now, like, was this like budget-wise, was this like pretty much on par for like the regular series, or did they give you a little more resources with this?
A little bit more, I think you'll see the production value is higher. It's not theatrical feature film animation. But it's like better looking than any episode, so the budget was a little better, but it's also starting a shorter term project from scratch and building a team out to make it kind of eats up a lot of what you thought was like, oh, this is a better budget, but everything just costs more when you're not, prorating it over 10 episodes and stuff.
Yeah, it's reboots are very expensive to get started. And if you're getting started to do a one-off, I mean, there's your budget.
But we got the time and the money to do things mostly right, and to raise the bar a little bit. And I had some really talented people. We always get a few people who just go that extra mile and help something look like it cost twice as much as it did,
Yeah, it looks great. Like in the writer's room, did y'all like have a very like clear way you sort of wanted to wrap the show? Was this exactly kind of how you always envisioned for this to sort of end?
Well, I mean, it's the writer's room is a big topic with the Venture Brothers. There is none.
You're
But
looking at the two writers' rooms.
yeah, this is it. We've never bounced this show off of anybody but our friends. And we are have been from the beginning the only writers. We don't have a writer's room. We don't have continuity help. It's not a regular production the way we did this. It's really two people working out their friendship on TV. And because of that, writers' rooms are always just us trying to make each other laugh, trying to solve problems. It's both thrilling and mundane. I mean, this thing happened exactly the way everybody would think it would happen. We wanted to do a season eight. We had a lot of stuff ready for it. The idea of doing this came about. We retooled what we could. We came up with other things that we needed, and we just put together this episode through the act of how what we are, which is we're the guys that write the Venture Brothers. And it was absolutely no different than any other show or any other season, except that it would be longer, and we had a few things we needed to get accomplished.
And yeah, just structurally, the kind of like ebbs and flows that you need, that was, that took a little bit of, you know, a little bit of a learning curve on that.
Yeah.
Just going, oh, something needs to happen here. Something needs to happen here. This needs to get worse. This is, you know, and being surprised by where like certain things landed naturally and going, oh, that's a great part for that to come together with the scenes that you wrote. And, you know,
which is what we do every episode. Yeah.
It's, yeah.
When we write together, even when we write separately and weave our episodes together, that's what we do, is we find these, it's part of our nature as just nerds to find something in what the other person just did and just go, oh, well, that opens up this, and I'd love to get a word in about that. And that's how we make the show. It's a dynamic moving forward, which is unique to our show, the growth on our show, the, you know, where we let these characters go. What we talk about is almost unsaid because it is who we are as people, you know?
Slightly exquisite corpsey sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Exquisite corpse with the same guy opening up the folds. Oh, of course. I remember writing that, even though we didn't.
No, that's great. It's like y'all are so in sync that it's probably just so easy to sort of, like, I mean, not easy, but it's probably easier just to be able to really bounce off each other and like, you know, hammer something out. And I have to say, like, the Easter eggs and the references were like next level great.
Oh, cool.
I loved Kubrick made a cameo.
Oh, we have moon landing. We have arguments about that one.
But like, what was your, I spotted a Death Clock poster. I love stuff like that. Do y'all have like a favorite sort of like Easter egg or reference that you kind of put in here?
No, I mean, we're nothing, the way we do the show is almost nothing is an Easter egg. They're all, of course, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, it's how fans consume it, where they either become obvious or Easter eggs. I mean, if people discerning who Hank's mother is, which is discernible by watching that show, where the biological tissue came from, we never say it out loud.
Yeah.
And that's just the way we deliver the show. Like, we're not spoon feeding you this epic plot in our head. We're letting you in on the family that's in our head. And that's just the way we do it. So my joys about this episode aren't really Easter eggs. They're little treats we gave ourselves. I mean, waiting till the very last episode to go, here's Brick Frog's backstory. You know, the most ancillary character. It was fun to just throw that in. I thought fans would enjoy it the way we enjoy it. That it's like, that's a thing that we would love to see if we were watching it.
Right.
And, you know, they're probably mad we didn't put in Scare Bear or acted like the Muppets never happened, but that's, we don't have the time for everything. And we had a very necessary emotional thrust that we wanted to get through, which is really leaning on the two sets of Venture Brothers. And that was what we needed to tell.
The biggest receptacle for Easter eggs is Dermot's room and Mantilla's crazy wall. Because those took a ton of just like, I got to find props from like season one and stick them in the corner of Dermot's room. Like the thing that Scamp is in, the incubator that Scamp is in the pilot is like in Dermot's room. There's a lot of crap. Like, yeah. And I spent like a week building Mantilla's crazy wall. That was so much work.
The other thing that was also for some reason really Jackson's bizarre obsession late in the game was putting people on the lot of the movie thing, where it was just a daily, you know, oh, here's when Dr. Venture Sr. was in a knight's costume. All we could do is build a helmet. Like, he had
designers were gone and we were in post-production. And so
and it looks like sparse and uninteresting. And
yeah, there were only like six people on the back lot. I need crazy back lot. I need the Pee-wee's Big Adventure moment of Centurions and Showgirls and the elephants and crap, you know?
And all on this like crazy budget. It's the funny thing about Venture Brothers is that it's us in the beginning and us at the end. So at the very end, it's like us, maybe a few people left in production, but it's Jackson and I trying to pour the powder in the diaper that we already put on. Like, I don't know how to make this.
Yeah.
Like,
you know, I did more like actual hands-on work on this than I've done since like season one.
Yeah.
Like just like repainting little layout things and stuff like that. Like just because there was nobody left to help us and no money left.
It was it's just us.
And
it's,
I was the only one it bothered, you know?
Yeah, it was just, it was hilarious and sad. I'm like,
yeah, Dermot's safe was empty. It was empty. Yeah. Except for that photograph he pulls out. I needed to put crap in there.
Yeah, it was horrifying. But it that kind of love shows, I think.
Oh, absolutely. So just a really quick wrap up. Can fans maybe, if this does well enough, expect maybe a new like spinoff series or like?
We can't speak to any of that. Yeah, we haven't talked to anybody about anything.
Look,
fingers crossed. We'll try.
Yeah, between you and I, Jackson and I have not finished our love affair. We've got a lot to say about a lot of things. And a lot of jokes to make, and we'd love to do something like that, but it's not up to us. If you guys want to start a letter writing campaign, go for it.
Yeah. If you just all want to buy the hell out of this movie, so yes, that people absolutely. Wait a minute, yeah,
yeah. People actually dust off their DVD players and play this thing. It would be great.
And maybe also download Small Town Boy or It Takes Two. Help those guys out too.
I think It Takes Two is ring five.
Absolutely. Like this was really awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. Now it comes out July 21st. Is that right?
Yeah,
I think so. Like yeah.
Yeah.
We're doing a premiere screening at Comic-Con. So,
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
Tell your friends the spoilers. We have to trust you. You're a pro. You should know this.
Yes.
It's your little secret.
No.
Absolutely. And thank you guys so much again. I will link everything in the description where you can check this out, where you can get it on home video. Thanks again.
All right. Thank you.
You're so welcome. It was a joy talking to you.
All right, thank you,
Mike.
Thank you.
Be well.
Hey, Mike.
Oh, yeah.